Tonight, the outrage in Minneapolis is mounting, even after four officers were fired.
Was it enough for you that the officers were fired?
That is not enough. That is not enough. He was a murderer.
Crowds of protesters clash with police overnight, their fury fueled by that viral video showing the final moments of George Floyd's life. He begged for help, repeating, "I can't breathe," at least a dozen times while a Minneapolis officer pinned him to the ground, pushing his knee into Floyd's neck.
I would like for those officers to be charged with murder, because that's exactly what they did. They murdered my brother.
Today, the Minneapolis mayor asked the prosecutor directly.
I'm calling on him to charge the arresting officer in this case.
Initially, police said Floyd had physically resisted officers after they responded to a reported forgery in progress. This new cell phone video appears to show the moment Floyd steps out of the vehicle. Two officers restrain him. Then, this security footage from a nearby business obtained by NBC News shows officers walking him across the street in handcuffs. Minutes later, this other surveillance video shows the group of bystanders pleading for officers to let him breathe.
Why is it that people of color, especially black men, even when there's an allegation of a nonviolent crime, are met so violently by police officers in America?
The 46-year-old Floyd played basketball in college and lived most of his life in Texas, working as a truck driver and security guard.
If you got a chance to know him, you would have loved him.
LeBron James posted this image on social media of the officer kneeling on Floyd with former quarterback Colin Kaepernick kneeling in protest of police brutality. Lawyers for three of the officers and the police union declined to comment today. The other officer's attorney has not responded.